It sounded like you're asking, how do I prepare for seminary? Like, what do I do now? Is that pretty accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Awesome. So, have you talked yet with a vocation director in your diocese?
So I have, but the problem is it's more like he, I guess it's more he's generally busy. So any question that I have or every email that I send to him, he usually doesn't respond to the emails, and so it's more or less difficult to talk to a vocation director than it is.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to get like another a person's view on how that procedure goes.
Absolutely. So then the next step I would say is visiting a seminary. Are there any seminaries near you in New Mexico?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so what either your vocation director could be the resource, you know, if you're like, hey, I want to make a visit. And if he doesn't get back to you, you know, it's really nice of you to also be so gracious and say he's really busy and I understand there's a lot of things going on. Number two, maybe your parish priest could also be a person who would be helpful to connect you with the seminary. I know that a priest in our diocese up here in Minnesota, one of the things that we will do regularly is we'll have like seminary sprints, they call them, or like, you know, visit weekends where it's like, okay, we're going to get a bunch of guys, even if it's only like four or five, and like drive on down to the seminary and make it like a visit weekend kind of a situation. That could be a really helpful thing if you have other people going with you. But I know that virtually every college seminary has a come and see, a version of a come and see weekend. And so if you are able to do that, you know, especially as an 18-year-old, you're an adult, you can travel around, to be able to even connect with a seminary in the area. I'm not sure how far are you from Denver in Albuquerque?
It's like a 6 hour drive.
Okay, so it's maybe doable. There is a seminary in Denver called St. John Vianney Seminary. I don't know if it's only like for the grad school part. It might also be a college age seminary. But I know it's phenomenal. I know it's fantastic. And if you're willing, if you're up to taking the 6 hour drive one way, that could be a really great place to either go to the website, send them an email, or even make a phone call and say, you know, I'm interested in checking out your seminary. Do you have any come and see weekends? And again, just that phrase, the come and see weekend thing, could be really, really helpful. Does that make sense, or is that kind of like not really on the radar right now?
Yeah, no, that's definitely on the radar. That definitely makes sense.
And the next thing I would say is this. Okay, two more things, if you don't mind, and then you can let me know what you're thinking so far. Number one, when you go to visit the seminary, here's what I did. When I visited, I was probably 17, 18, somewhere right on the same age as you. And my thought was, okay, I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna know. That was the my but yep, I'm gonna go to the seminary and I'll know. This is where I'm supposed to be. And I went to a couple different seminaries, in fact, and they were fine, and I wanted to leave as soon as I could. I mean, I remember really, I mean, I was also dating someone at the time, so it didn't really make a lot of sense. I was kind of a, that was not a good move of mine. But the thought was, when I show up, then I'll know. And I've heard people say, like, you know, who have gone to the convent, like, yeah, you go in this community and you just know. I'm like, man, I don't know. And then I realized years later that when you go, say, to talk to the vocation director, or when you go to talk, you know, come and see weekend, you're just, and I invite you to think about it like this, you're just gathering data. This is just like right now you're thinking, okay, God, is this possible that you're inviting me or calling me to go to the seminary? I don't know yet, and I don't know how to figure this out yet. So what I need to do is I need to just get more data. And I think of it like in terms of like algebra. So, you know, if you have to solve for X, but in this whole like equation, there's also a Y and a W and a Q. And you're like, okay, I need to find out what Y is before I can find out what X is. Sometimes going to the seminary and just visiting, that's, oh, now I know what Y is. Now I know, I have a little bit more information that I can now take the next step. And the other piece is, so one, I'm just gathering data. Two is to begin, if you haven't already, to become a man of prayer. And by that, I don't mean intense prayer. I just mean consistent prayer. So right now, Kevin, how is your prayer life?
My prayer life, I would say, is definitely good at the moment. It's like usually, like I'll get off of work or I'll get on the road, and then I'll start off with like a simple prayer, starting off my day. You know, just say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day, for the blessings you've brought me." And then, you know, usually from time to time, the best form of prayer, I would think, is the form of the Mass. So
Yeah.
every Sunday I'll go to the mass with an intention of what I would like, what God wants me to do. You know, like you say, like, oh, I'm going to be a priest. Like, that's my intention for this mass, and like all that, like the form of prayers that I do.
That's great. And if I can just I offer two more possibilities. One is, I know a big something made a big difference for me was making a holy hour. And I just mean that you don't have to have adoration. It could just simply be parking yourself in front of the tabernacle and spending time with the Lord. For me, that was so huge, where I just got a chance to, like, one hour a week when I was in high school, 1 hour a week when I was 18. And then it just grew to more than that. And I invite you to do that. Park yourself in front of Jesus, and he's going to tell you where he's calling you. God bless. Thanks for the call, Kevin. We will be right back. You're listening to the Patrick Reddit Show. This is Father Mike Schmitz.
Now.